arriving. Arriving in this body, arriving in this unique moment in time. Impermanent light as if effervescent. It hasn't been ever like this, and it will never be like this. This moment of being in this body. This breath. This experience. Arriving and landing in the sit bones, the bottom, touching the cushion. Arriving, connecting with the feet. With the legs. Landed on the ground, connected to the earth. The whole lower body, the feet, the legs, the sit bones. Grounding, settling, settled, allowing their weight to drop. Inviting the center of gravity of awareness, which is often somewhere around our head area and the thoughts we associate it to be, invited to come down, down, moving down through the heart center, through the abdomen. To inhabit, to touch, to grace the lower body, center of gravity lowered, same way as the center of gravity is lowered, our spine, if we're sitting, to let it rise up. Sitting with dignity, with engagement, the sense of presence and heart in this moment in time. Inviting the entire body to relax. The legs abdomen, the chest, shoulders, neck, arms, hands, face. Perhaps inviting ourselves in the next 3 out-breaths in our own time to settle in more deeply, letting go any tension anywhere in the body. Can I let go of more tension at the next out-breath, even if I feel completely relaxed? Let yourself be surprised as you land more deeply. Receiving the breath, in breath and the out breath, one breath at a time, letting it be received in the abdomen, in the frame of the whole body. Spending a few minutes just to settle and arrive again and again with the body and the breath. And if thoughts arise, like this morning, I invite you to invite the thoughts to be breathed in, received in the abdomen. Spaciousness there. Plenty of space for thoughts to be breathed in and breathed out without needing to be pushed away, but letting them be just as they are. As if your body is the organ of perception. the practice of metta, cultivating warm-heartedness, friendliness, goodwill, love. The practice of connecting to what is already here. Perhaps it's covered. Perhaps it's easily accessible. There are many different skillful means, different ways that we can awaken, we can feed, nourish this goodness, sense of friendliness, kindness in our heart that every single one of us has. Every one of us. This afternoon's practice, as you're feeling your body, receiving the breath, and a relaxed, spacious body, these words, these invitations being received. We'll explore some other ways to tap into, to feed, to nourish this quality of metta, plant seeds. These are all invitations. You're welcome to work in your practice with what's offered this afternoon, this morning. See what works best for you. Trying them on for size. There is no one way. There are many ways to the temple of love. Many ways. Many ways. So feeling embodied, feeling your body and your breath, staying connected, I'd like to invite you to bring to mind someone, some being, for whom your affection, your care, your kindness comes easily. It could be a pet. Pets are awesome for this practice. Could be a child. Could be anyone in your life. There is a sense of easy connection. Maybe you feel safe in their presence. Maybe when you think of them, a smile shows up. There's just a general sense of wishing well. Could be a friend, someone who's been a teacher, a benefactor. parent, or maybe even someone you don't know that well, but someone who's inspired you and you wish them well. You have warm regards for them. Ideally, someone with whom you have an uncomplicated relationship, and someone who's alive for this particular practice right now. Someone easy. Choosing some being. And bringing them to your mind's eye. All the while you're feeling embodied with your body and the breath. Bringing a felt sense of this being to your mind's eye, or if you're visual or image, as brightly as possible. As if they're right in your environment, as if they're in your own home right now with you. This being, seeing them. And as you conjure up their image or their felt sense, maybe their smell, maybe the sound of their voice, if there is one, conjuring them up as clearly as possible. The clarity of this, what's called sign, their sign, their image, their felt sense can really support the vitality of the metta practice, if it's possible for you to fill in details, the way they move, it's really taking time to engage. As if you're a painter, really taking time to bring them to your mind's eye, to your heart, the felt sense of this being, using as many senses as possible. And while you do this, while you bring up their image to mind, image of this pet, child, adult, or maybe an adult when they were a child, if that's easier. As you bring this being to mind as clearly as possible, notice what comes up in you. What feelings, sensations. What becomes awakened in you. And noticing how the first pillar of the practice, the feeling, image, the felt sense of this being, feeds, nourishes, brings about the second pillar of practice naturally, which is the felt sense. And the stronger perhaps this felt sense, this image of this being is, the stronger the connection that's felt with them. And the sense of connection in your heart, your mind, in your body. This is metta. This is a sense of goodwill. Care, love, good wishes, whatever you want to call it, this feeling is metta. And keeping up the image of the being, feeling the connection in your heart, a sense of appreciation, safety, maybe a smile shows up. Whatever happens for you, notice it. And from this sense of connection, let the phrases of metta come out of the sense of connection. From the second pillar comes out, flows the third pillar. The phrases being the third pillar. So the first pillar being the image, the felt sense, the sounds, really the signature, quote unquote, the way this person is in your mind's eye. First pillar, second pillar, the connection, the sense of connection that comes up. Sense of warmth, good wishes, gladness, delight in their presence. Metta. And the third pillar being the phrases, letting them flow out of this connection that you feel. I'll say the phrases. If you have your own, feel free to say those. I'll say the four classical phrases. First, the long form. Letting them flow out. The sense of connection and care and warmth. If there is, however it shows up for you. Keeping the image of them in your mind's eye. May you be safe. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. Dear one. Connecting. Wishing them safety. May you be safe, dear one. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. I wish you safety. Second wish of metta. May you be happy. May you be happy and have joy in your heart. Dear one, maybe imagining them happy, perhaps imagining your wish being received by them. Not in a way of attaching to outcome, but in a way to connect with this wish of happiness. To imagine it, imagine what it feels like. May you be happy and joyful, dear one. The third phrase having to do with physical well-being. May you be healthy. May you be healthy and strong, dear one. You be as healthy as possible. You enjoy well-being. Connecting with the three pillars. The fourth phrase of metta. May your life unfold with ease, dear one. May you have ease. May you take care of yourself happily. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. You can say their name if you want, me, so and so. May you be happy and joyful, dear so-and-so. May you be healthy and strong, dear so-and-so. And may your life flow with ease, dear so-and-so. Continuing with the phrases, the third pillar as well as the other two. You can say, continue to say the long versions of the phrases so that it really connects for you, the felt sense. And at some point, you may find yourself wanting naturally when it happens. Switch to a shorter version. I'll offer them May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. Many find synchronizing the phrases with the breath to be helpful, as well as imagining perhaps that the wishes are coming from your heart, emanating from your heart center with your breath, as if your breath was entering from your heart center and leaving from there. Try it on, see if it works for you. And the last invitation today with this sit is now, if you would, for a moment perhaps, shift and allow yourself to be seen from the perspective of this dear being, as if they're looking at you. With eyes of care, metta, appreciation, love, gratitude, the way they see you, let yourself be seen. Receiving these wishes, not getting in your own way. Similar to the invitations this morning, receiving metta, receiving this goodwill, and imagining this being, this caring being, wishing you well. If they're saying, may you be safe, And you're receiving this wish for your safety. Yes, may I be safe. As if they're looking at you and wishing you, may you be happy. Ah, and you're receiving it. Ah, yes, may I be happy. May I be joyful. As if they're looking at you with loving eyes through their eyes. May you be healthy. Ah, and you're receiving this wish for your own physical well-being. May I be healthy. The fourth phrase, they wish you ease. May you take care of yourself happily. May you have ease. Ah, receiving in your body, may I have ease. And joining your own voice to their good wishes. May I be safe, happy, healthy, and have ease, just as they wish it for you. Allowing yourself both to give, to see them with eyes of metta. Both giving to them and receiving from them. This field of metta, giving and receiving. Deciding what is most nourishing for you in this next practice period. To give phrases of metta, to receive from this being with your own voice added. Or perhaps to wish both of you well. May we both be safe, happy, healthy, and have ease. Feel free to experiment. Choose one, though, for a little while and stick to it. Of invitations as ways to explore. Choose one that speaks to you the most for this next walking and sitting, and see what speaks to you. And the next walking period, instead of being 30 minutes, is going to be 20 minutes. Because I didn't realize this was a shorter sit, so we got a longer practice period. Thank you all. Enjoy your walking.